Pipe Network presents.
Hi, I'm Sting Lacson.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to
the Couch Tomato Podcast.
All right, this is our review of Uncharted, the movie, not the video game. So this one is directed by Ruben Fleischer, with screenplay by Rafe Lee Judkins and Art Markham and Matt Holloway, based on the PlayStation game by Naughty Dog. And it stars Tom Holland,
Mark Wahlberg,
Antonio Banderas,
Sophia Ali,
and Tati Gabriel, among others. So before we start, just like to tell the listeners that I'm very lucky that my wife is a gamer, and not just a casual gamer, like she's a real gamer. She's not as hardcore as some of the gamers na nag-YouTube na may sariling YouTube channel, like the live stream. But she is pretty good.
Okay. Kasi
any female can play God of War and almost finish it except for the final Valkyrie.
Thank you very much for pointing that out again.
Na hindi ni manatalo yung final Valkyrie.
Hindi ko pa natatapos.
Yun niya eh. Anyway. So,
I need to be like concentrated on doing that, and I need more time.
That said, no, we are both very big fans of the Uncharted franchise.
Actually, we just found out about Uncharted when PlayStation made it available for free.
Yung tatlo?
Yeah, but before that, we had four, Uncharted 4, diba?
Which is free sa PS Plus. Diba?
Ah? Hindi.
Binili natin yun. Basta
we got sucked into the Uncharted lore when
PlayStation
made it
free.
Nung kasi diba lockdown, COVID.
It's one of the games na in-offer nila. Parang play at home.
Yeah, play at home initiative nila. So, yeah, I breezed through 1, 2, 3, 4. Or 4, 1, 2, 3.
4, 1, 2, 3.
Oo. Hindi ko na nga win 100%.
Actually, ako 1, 2, 3, 4. Ikaw yung 4, 1, 2, 3.
Oo, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Oo. So, like the usual case in video games, no, yung Uncharted 1, di pa ganun kaganda yung graphics. Uncharted
4 PlayStation, ano ba yun? PlayStation
2? Hindi ko alam kung 2 or 3.
O basta, it's an old.
Pero yung Uncharted 4 is PS4.
Yes,
PS4 talaga. So, napakaganda ng ano. Maganda yung 4, and there's some parts from 4 na adapted into this, ano.
Soon into the story.
Oo. Yung ginawa nila here, no, it's not like we're going to do the first part into a movie, Uncharted 1 into a movie.
Oo, kasi Uncharted 2. This is like a prequel kasi.
Prequel.
It's
now.
The first time Sully and Nathan Drake
meet
and work together. Actually, sa 1 ba yun or sa 2?
Sa 3 yung bata siya, yung may scene na nasa South America sila na bata pa si Nathan Drake.
Parang it was played out how they met in one of the games, which is na hindi 4. 1, 2, 3. I don't remember.
3.
Sorry, medyo nag-gel na sila together kasi sunod-sunod ko silang nilaba. Anyway, so that's not movie canon na here with this movie. Which is nice. It's nice that they didn't choose to adapt kunyari Uncharted 1, Uncharted 4, Uncharted 3. Parang they're making their own timeline. So this is a prequel. And bata pa si Sully, wala pa siyang bigote, which he sports at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, sa end credits, I guess. Mid credits, end credits, whatever. Basta, stay. And, you know, so it's nice. And I hope they do that going forward. Parang there's a lot of the game in it. Like, you see yung sequence sa plane that's in Uncharted 3, yata.
3, then.
And then yung thing about Sam, yung brother niya, that's in Uncharted 4.
4, yes.
And then si Chloe is in, ano?
2.
2, which is na, meron na rin yata siyang, ano, yung latest Uncharted Legacy. Yeah, yung ganun, parang, they're all here, yung artifacts, yung pag, you know, it feels like the game.
Yes.
May puzzles and shit like that, may action, but it's not the game. So, parang for people to compare the game and the movie, it's very difficult kasi it's not a storyline from the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I hope they continue moving forward. Kasi parang na-play out mo na yung storyline kunyari ng ano ba yung sa 2? Na-play out mo na yun sa game. Well, okay, granted, hindi laman lahat nakapaglaro ng Uncharted games, di ba? But it's nice that it's a different story from the games.
Oh.
Plus points for Magellan and Philippine references.
Yes.
You can see Lapu-Lapu and apparently may Kiamba Philippines is a real municipality in Sarangani, Mindanao.
Nung una kong narinig ko, Kiamba? Wala namang ganun dito.
Kala mo made up ano lang.
Oo, oh, pero
ginugol ko siya. Totoo, meron.
They went to great lengths to find an obscure Philippine town.
It's the birthplace of ano, Jinky Pacquiao yata, is Kiamba.
Mm. Yun nga eh. So, kudos to the Uncharted team, no? Actually, may isa sa Naughty Dog, si Eric Pangilinan. He's a he's Filipino. I googled him before. He's Filipino. And with a name like that, no, hindi mapagkakaila. Pangilinan. It's not like Spanish. A Spanish name na parang, oh, pwedeng Chicano yan eh, or Latino. Pero, Eric Pangilinan, so,
baka he was an influence, no. Maybe? No?
Hindi ko sure. Pero baka sa ano, sa Last of Us ng HBO, baka doon siya mas involved. Pero his name appears dun sa ano eh, sa
Naughty Dog.
End credits ng Uncharted as Naughty Dog. Pero feeling ko mas malaki yung role niya sa ano, The Last of Us.
For the listeners pala, this is the first film from PlayStation Studios. And there's a Last of Us series na sinushoot na sa HBO.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, yung Pedro Pascal and ano. And si Bella Ramsey.
Yes, from Game of Thrones. And they're also planning to make God of War film. Jason Momoa, please, please, please do it. No, I hope they do a good job at ano, at God of War. Actually, I wanted to watch Uncharted in the big screen.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why, it's not because of Tom Holland. Eh, kasama na yun, sige, si Tom Holland, and then that I also played Uncharted. But also because I want some vote of confidence na if they're gonna do God of War, parang ito yung test.
If they can pull this off, they can
kasi
pull off God of War.
We all know, mahirap i-translate ang video game sa movie. Just look at Resident Evil, sobrang labo-labo, layo-layo na nun. That's like 5 or 6 films. Pero, parang, ano na lang yun eh, zombie porn na lang. Diba? So, ang hirap. And then you also have Sonic. Actually, madami na rin. But, you know, it's tricky. It's really tricky. And this was a test for me, si Nathan Drake. Which I think they did a good job at it.
Yeah.
Sayang, no? Kasi ito yung one of the first movies na pinalabas nung nag-reopen yung cinemas, diba?
Yes, kasama niya ang ano ba yung pinanood natin?
The Batman kasi inuna natin eh.
Yeah, pero we watched this kasabay niya yung Spider-Man kasi dalawang Tom Holland din na
in
two movie theaters. No? So,
ano, sayang kasi there's a lot of Philippines mentioned.
Oo nga.
And it would, iba, kung Pinoy baiting lang, itong-ito na yun, di ba? Kasi it's really the story.
Pero kung ito, hindi sila nang pig-Pinoy bait talaga kasama sa story. It's Magellan kasi. Magellan.
Oo. But, yun nga, sayang. Kasi it would have been gobbled up by the public. No, sabi na sa Pilipinas daw, nandito sa movie na to.
Chaga. Oo nga eh. Yeah.
By the way, it's not shot in the Philippines. Okay, so.
Yung ano, I think, adaptation-wise, ang ina-adapt pag hindi original screenplay, pag adapted from an original source material, it's books first, and then video games, and then stage plays. Oh, mas maraming video games.
Mas marami ba? Pero ilan doon? Ilan doon ang sobrang hit? Ikaw, you watch Sonic with Dylan. Was it good?
It's okay. It's entertaining enough. Oo. Hindi siya lang gustuhan niya eh. And hindi naman siya naglalaro ng Sonic. No, hindi siya naglalaro ng Sonic before.
But he likes Sonic.
Naglaro siya Sonic after na ng movie. Okay. At hinusin sa about Sonic. Pero, nilaro niya yung after yung movie. Pero nagustuhan niya yung ano.
Resident Evil is ano?
Resident Evil, may Hitman. Ano pa pwede
The Hitman movies. Is nice. But, I don't know how they would follow that up.
Yung Super Mario na nung 80s.
Si John Leguizamo.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Pero alam mo, it's like a core memory for me watching Mario live. Na live action.
Ako sa Betamax, VHS ng klasiko ng grade 6.
Yung movie na yun, as in,
sinihan?
Hindi, pero that it stuck with me. You know the movies that stuck with you all throughout. That's one of them. Like, I cannot forget as much as I would like to.
Ako, naalala ko din yung
kasi... It's fun for me, I guess, kaya hindi ko siya makalimutan.
Ako, naalala ko yung kasi, crush ko si Samantha Matis noon eh. Of course. Siya yung princess doon, di ba?
Oo.
Tapos si John Leguizamo, I think it's one of his first films eh. Yung,
really?
Oo, yung Super Mario.
I don't know that. But anyway, I remember that movie kasi parang it's such a thrill to see Mario.
On the big screen.
Oo, kasi nilalaro mo lang siya sa video game. It's parang, wow, may movie.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre later on mo na nalaman na hindi pala siya ganun kaganda. But I appreciate it.
Ang nisip ko, some video game titles na itataka ko bakit wala pa kayong movie up to now.
Sige, ano?
Legend of Zelda and Grand Theft Auto. Although, I think, yung Grand Theft Auto, I think maraming nag-offer
just
na
gawa ng movie.
Yeah, gawa natin ng movie to. Pero I think yung creators nito, they said, no, this is for video game format.
Kasi para ka ding mag-ano.
Oh,
it's not a different, it's not so much of a different world kasi.
Eh, ako naniniwala ko na there are stories that favor a particular medium lang. For example, Grand Theft Auto, it favors video games talaga. Parang if you transpose it to another medium.
Mahirap. No, the danger is nga is to fall into the video the movie categories. Like if you do GTA, it's like a mob movie or
diba? Oh, yeah. So with
the
nice
danger,
soundtrack.
Yeah, yes. Here with Uncharted, it's just another Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
But it is an Indiana Jones kind of game, diba?
Yes, oo.
And I didn't think naman that it copied Indiana Jones.
Hindi
ko naman na-feel na it's just a rip-off. Mas maganda pa nga siya dun sa latest Indiana Jones with... Who's that guy? Yung bago?
Shia LaBeouf?
Oo. I mean, I enjoyed this more than that movie.
Oo nga. Yes, true. Oo.
So, pwede naman eh.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi ka magiging just another ganyan.
Hmm, that's true. Uh-oh.
So this is nice. This is nice for me. It would have been nice to see it in the cinema. Actually, we tried to watch it. Kaso wala mag-alagas.
and then, problems syempre, na pag may baby ka.
Oo, short-lived ngayon yung mga sine sa sinehan eh.
Oo, hindi na siya ganun katagal.
Kasi pag walang manonood, eh, sure, papalitan nila agad.
Also, yung 3Ds, parang tagal pa yata magka-comeback dito sa Philippines yung 3D. Parang the cost of running a theater, yung aircon, di ba? Tapos yung kuryente.
Oo. Tapos kunyari, dalawa lang kayo doon.
Oo. Parang
hirap okay. Din.
Oo.
Kaya feeling ko din yung mga mall owners, they resort to yan, yung malalaking films, MCU, Batman, DC, ganyan. Kasi lalo nang nawalan ng chance yung kunyari, yung ilan ba dito yung Oscar nominees na pinalabas talaga?
Oo nga eh.
Parang dati kasi Ayala would have, meron silang exclusively at Ayala. Tapos, it's usually in Oscar nominated yan pag ano, di ba? Pag January, February. Mm. Tapos yung mga indie films na magaganda, lalong wala ng chance. Kasi, sino man manonood? I mean, will they bet on it? Ay, kunyari, yung The Worst Person in the World, it's nominated as a foreign film. But, what are the chances na we can see it in the cinema?
Oo okay. Ako, I pray lang na, ibalik nila yung 3D by the time na lumabas yung movie ni Ang Lee about Muhammad Ali, Thriller in Manila.
Kailan yun? Wala pa.
Dapat 2022.
Di ba dapat 3D by December kasi may Avatar na daw sa December?
Ah, dapat yun. Oh my gosh. Please, pakibalik na yung 3D kasi meron namang manonood niyan eh. Parang yung vinyl records, di ba? May buyers ng vinyl kahit old school siya. May viewers ng 3D kung ibalik nyo lang.
Well, pwede rin magkaroon ng independent cinemas.
Na nagpapalabas ng 3D.
Sorry, I was talking more of the indie. 3D is, SM has the ano, 3D.
Hindi naman. IMAX, they have the monopoly of IMAX. SM,
oh, sige. 3D, 3D, no. Sige, fine. But I think a lot of cinemas in the malls are still closed kasi hindi pa rin naman lahat ng tao tumatakbo sa cinema to watch.
Oh, nga.
Lalo na if they know that after a month it will be available on HBO Go like The Batman.
Yeah.
Ganun yata ang peg ng Warner ngayon eh. 1 month or a little over a month bago i-release ano.
Hi, I'm GP. And I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
Wait, nag-stray na yung usapan natin, so let's go back to Uncharted. Sige, let's talk about the scene I really like, yung airplane.
Yun ba yun? Parang hindi ka sure.
When nasa air sila ni Chloe, wait, before natin mag-continue, no? Yung actress na Chloe, nagawa nila, kasi doon sa video game, parang ganun din itsura niya, Middle Eastern na, ano, diba? Tapos dito, at least pre-reserve nila na Middle Eastern din. And, simula, hindi gana maganda si Sophia Ali. Tumatagal, parang, maganda.
Ganyan naman yung habit mo, eh. Gumaganda yung babae. sa K-drama, kunyari mag-uumpisa yan na, okay lang. So, pagdating ng 16th episode, crush na niya.
hindi palagi.
Oh, sige, fine. Palagi. Most of the time.
Anyway, si Sophia Ali yung maganda. Anyway, yung tinutok kong shot na gusto ko, yung nasa air na sila, and then sabi ni Sophia Ali, grab the box, and then pull the parachute. Yun, and then they shot that in one continuous shot. Ang galing. Parang walang cut. And then, natuwa ako na ang galing ng pagkakagawa kasi yung airborne, so hindi siya, kung blue screen siya, umiikot yung camera eh. So, I don't know kung yung floating, alam mo yung parang may fan na malaki na sumulutang ka. Siguro ganun. Baka ganun ha. Hindi ko sure kung paano sinut yun.
Or katulad si Tom Cruise, yung sa Mission Impossible, may cameraman na nag-dive with him.
Oh, I don't think Tom Holland's insurance will cover that.
Pero super swerte nila for kay Tom Holland kasi yung stunts
very ano no physical.
Oh, very physically demanding yung role ni Nathan Drake. And they're lucky to have him kasi they could have close-ups kasi it's really him.
Oh, yes.
I think I read in the IMDb trivia na he was so thankful na Spider-Man has a mask
kasi CGI.
Oh, tsaka green screen. I mean, naka-ano siya bodysuit. Yung green screen, yung likod, ganyan. So, kahit i-close up siya, kung hindi man siya yon or whatever, di ba? Kung stunt man yun, hindi mo masyado makikita eh.
Mm-hmm.
Eh dito, you have to see his face kasi he is Nathan Drake and Nathan Drake doesn't wear any mask.
Mm-hmm. Like yung scene na hinabol yung si Chloe sa rooftop, di ba? Ayan na po ang ano.
Tsaka yung sa ship.
Oh, yung sa ship.
Yung may, he ends up with a cannonball na muntik na siya sa crotch.
Yeah.
That's ala, gosh. They're so lucky to have him.
At saka may shot kasi dito, pinakita yung katawan ni Tom Holland. Grabe, no? Yung abs.
Ayun, nagpo-pull up siya.
Pag naka-shirt ka naman, payapayatot lang eh. Tapos biglang,
Huwag ka.
Oo nga eh. So, kung mag-beach tayo sa December, no, dapat.
Huwag na nating asahan. Actually, I didn't actually take to Tom Holland playing Nathan Drake agad-agad.
Ako din. Oh.
Kasi there are other actors na medyo mas kamukha.
Ako, Nathan Fillion yan. Ano ko,
eh, matanda na si Nathan
Fillion. Yun niya.
I think gumawa siya ng parang ano
fan,
eh.
Fan-made.
Oo. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't see that. But yeah, Nathan Fillion is one. But obviously, matanda na siya. But parang nag-gel into the character siya. Kahit hindi niya masyado kahawig si Nathan Drake. Even si Sally, pang Mark Wahlberg, Sally, really? Bata pa niya. But, you know, I think it worked well.
Tsaka yung chemistry nilang dalawa, no?
Even medyo mas na-solidify lang si Sally for me. Well, I guess it's an icing on the cake na lang nung nagkaroon na siya ng bigote. Kasi sa games, may bigote siya eh. So, parang it's weird to see him na without the bigote. But, anyway, it's a banter between them kasi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. It's like the ano. It's like the game, really.
Yeah.
Diba, may mga kabatuhan siya dun sa game. Si ano lang yung medyo off sa akin, si Joe Braddock, si Tati. She's from ano, she's Prudence in the Sabrina, Netflix's Sabrina. So, I think her character was based on Nadine, yung nasa Uncharted 4.
Sa 4, yung kulot na.
So, parang ewan ko, kulang lang siya ng backstory for me, I guess. But,
pero she's not Nadine naman.
No, she's not. I think medyo base lang yung characters.
Ano, oh.
Yung muscle, siya yung muscle, girl muscle.
Hmm.
Badass, ganyan. Surprisingly, ang wala dito is Elena.
Basa po pa yun.
Baka.
Sa sequel.
Kasi may past si Chloe tsaka si ano, diba? Si Nathan Drake.
Sa video games?
Oo, mayroon. So, baka ito pa.
Oo nga eh.
I wonder who will play her. But, wala pa siya eh, so.
Oo nga eh. Sana. Pero, yung kay Nadine, no? Pwedeng magkaroon ng iba pang actor na Nadine.
Oo, yeah.
So, pwedeng this is a totally new character na yes, they just took the badass template.
Yes. Hmm. Parang, di ba, meron ding rich, powerful man in the games. So, si Antonio Banderas to.
Oo.
Which is not movie. A character in the games, but plays that part.
Hmm. Doon sa end credits scene, no? Yung si Pilo Asbeck, no? Who played
Euron.
Euron Greyjoy sa Game of Thrones. He was in the end and then parang sabi niya, Roman would like this. Something like that.
Nasa 1 yun eh.
O yung Roman na kalaban. Yeah.
Nasa Uncharted 1.
No. So, yung nabasa ko is parang fans are expecting na ang villain sa sequel would be Roman.
Pero,
if si Pilo Asbeck as ano, as someone who will appear as end credits, hindi
dapat siya. Siya
dapat,
na
lang. Nasa 2 din dapat siya kasi nag-end credits na siya eh.
Yung ano kasi yung end credits, para siyang, parang for me, ang dating niya is fill in niya yung time after nung story.
Mm.
Parang pinogress niya ng konti yung time. Kasi nga nagkaroon ng mustache yan.
Mustache.
Yes, mustache. Nagkaroon ng bigote si Sally eh. So parang na-move forward yung time for me. Parang it's just a montage, although it is not a montage, the end credits.
Oo.
Pero parang ganun yung dating niya sa akin. Na
yes, parang
nag-develop yung relationship.
Marami na silang adventures together. And then this is the latest one.
Although may callback siya sa one, Uncharted 1, the game.
Pati yung suot nila.
Oh.
Yung damit ni Tomoana, yung parang baseball shirt na
yes,
white and maroon. Pati yung polo ni Sally. It's a direct ano, homage to the game.
Kaya nga, although may callback sa one, Uncharted 1, the game, parang part of me doesn't want to see it. Kasi nga, I played it in the game.
Hmm.
And it's hard to adapt, you know, certain like game storyline in a movie format. Pero part of me, parang, sige, I would like to see it kasi pangit yung graphics dun sa nilago ko.
I wonder kung kailan tayo makakapanood ng movie with Tom Holland using his normal accent. Wala akong maisip.
Nandun siya sa, sabi ko sa'yo, di ba, manood tayo nung The Lost City of Z. Nandun siya eh.
British version doon?
Hindi ko alam eh. Kaya gusto kong panood. Parang, lagi ko siyang napapanood na English. Sa Kiyosuking, American accent pala.
Oo nga eh. Baka parang na rin siya si Karen Gillan na ano.
Sanay na siya sa
naging American. Comfortable na with the American accent.
I still want to see him in a British accent.
Yeah. But anyway, sige, that's...
I called it pala.
Alin?
Yung si Sam, hindi siya patay.
Of course, it's in Uncharted 4 eh.
True. Kaya nga. Pero syempre in the movie it says. Anyway.
Oo. But anyways, again.
Gusto ko lang sabihin din na kung nandito pa nga yung mga ship ni Magellan at maraming gold yon, kahit balikan mo pa yung ship na loot na yun ng mga Pinoy.
Also, kahit gano'ng kakaming gold na laman yan, mas maraming gold ang ninakaw ng
Marcos Mari. Ganon tayo ngayon.
Ganon ba?
Baka yan yung gold na ano pinapangako niya. God, I hope not.
Anyway, yeah, so that was our review of Uncharted 2022. Let's give it
Uncharted
our rating.
Uncharted the movie.
Wala siyang na movie. Uncharted lang.
Eh, kailangan mo i-differentiate.
Oh, sige.
Well, sabag, hindi naman tayo nag-review ng games, but...
Of the movie Uncharted.
Ayan. 2022.
Sige, let's give it a rating. Ready?
Ready.
Go. Oh, I gave it a 7.6. You gave it a 7.4. That's an average of 7.5. And that's our review of...
The movie Uncharted.
You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to The Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, The Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.